Rochester, step on her. We'll be late for the broadcast.
Okay, boss.
Don't turn here. We got to pick up Miss Livingston.
Pick up Miss Livingston?
Yes, and we got to pick up Mr. Harris and Mr. Wilson. This is our first program, and it's up to me to gather my little group together.
What are you, mother hen?
Never mind what I am. Be careful of those bumps. It's a wonder you wouldn't put a little air in the tires.
There's plenty of air. There just ain't enough tires.
Now, don't be so funny. I've got a brand new one on the front.
Sure sticks out, don't it?
Rochester, just drive. Take it easy. Here we are at Miss Livingston's house now.
There she is, waiting for us.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she look cute? Hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Rochester.
Hello, Miss Livingston.
Gee, Mary, I called you only 10 minutes ago. I'm surprised to see you all dressed up and waiting for us.
I owe it all to Zippers.
Well, they are very handy. Well, hop in the car. We got to get to the studio.
Okay. Hold those springs down. I don't want to tear my new dress.
All right, get in. There you are.
Ouch, they got me.
Isn't that awful? Rochester, how many times have I told you to fix these seat cushions?
Either 9 or 10.
Oh. Well, I wish I knew what number was bingo with you. Now, get going. We still got to pick up Phil and Don.
Okay, boss.
See, the motor is a little cold, isn't it?
Gee, Jack, I thought you told me you bought a new car this year.
I said nothing of the kind, Mary. I said I was looking at new cars.
That'll never start a boom.
Rochester, this is a two-way conversation, so keep out of it.
Oh, Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Still driving a 1920 Maxwell.
Now, wait a minute. It's a late 1920. Anyway, in a couple of weeks, I mean...